Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. Very excited about having our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete is the president of the National Taxpayers Union, an organization I've been telling you about since the beginning of the show, been since 98, probably 90, maybe a little bit of 97, but certainly 98. Pete's been with us almost all that time, and he's one of the great resources that we turn to. He's one of the guys that we can count on to live and work and survive somehow in the bubble, inside the Beltway. He's our good friend Pete Sepp. Welcome back.
Great to be here, sir.
It's good to have you back. And Pete, I want to address the overseas issue first, because I want to save the local tax issues for the next segment. But you've been covering a potential tax that the European Union is proposing on U.S. companies doing business over there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a really scary situation because it's deteriorating rapidly, Jim. You know, last year it looked like the member organization called OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, was putting together a multinational framework for taxing what they call digital profits.
Right.
And what it really was an attempt to go after U.S. companies that primarily dealt with intellectual property and established things like software supply chain management and whatnot. Well, OECD's plan has a lot of flaws. We testified in December when public comments were invited that this looked more like a money-making scheme than any attempt to rationalize taxes on money that was moving across borders and internationally. Well, the European Union, under Margrethe Vestager, who is the executive director of their commission, has said, we're not going to wait for OECD's plan. We don't care that it's coming out later this year.
We want
we're
the money
going
now.
To impose, that's right. We're going to impose a framework of our own in order to pay for about $750 billion of aid that the European Union has been giving its members during the pandemic. Well, here's the problem. Several countries in the European Union are already levying digital-type taxes. Austria, France, Spain, several others.
What does a digital tax look like?
Well, it can take many forms, but generally speaking, what a country does is try to figure out what level of gross receipts, what kind of cash flow a U.S.-based or other type business that's multinational has running through their country. And they say, well, we think your gross receipts are roughly $10 billion. We're going to levy a 5% tax
on this.
So
it's a corporate sales tax, basically.
Yes, it generally is. The concept is not based on profit after taking deductions.
It's the top line.
It's based on cash.
It's top line,
which is
the total ticket. You know, 5% of the total ticket. So this would be across the EU. Would it be net of the other countries that are doing it, or would it be on top of that?
So far, nobody knows, and you can guess where they want to head.
Right. here's what worries me more. I mean, of course, this is tantamount to a tariff, right, on U.S. companies.
Yes.
But to the advantages of the local companies. But my question is, could this become an incubator for a little startup example for the U.S. to use, for a Biden administration to use?
It already is, and that's a real problem too, Jim.
Yeah.
The fact is, places like Maryland, New Jersey, Nebraska are already developing digital tax concepts at their state level. The U.S. federal level could see
right.
a tax like this. And think about the layers here.
And this is not the Wayfair tax, right? This is different from the.
That's right.
From the state sales tax. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a similarity to a Wayfair type tax in that member countries of the EU are essentially saying there's no such thing as nexus anymore.
Right.
And we can tax money wherever it is.
This is complicated, folks, but it's another regime of taxation that we haven't had before, and it can get out of hand. Quick break. I'm Jim Blessing. Right back with Pete Sitton.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.